views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. Silver Gaia Radio, The Goddess Emergence with Dr. Bree Gibbs brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion. Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Welcome, everyone. I am so excited that I have Dr. Cheryl Berry. She's going to be able to explain to us the concept of chiropractic and energy work and how it all works together as one. Hi, Dr. Cheryl, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Bree?
I am fine.
Just call me Cheryl, okay?
Okay, I'll just call you Cheryl. That's fine. So we all know to do that now. Okay, all right. Anyway, so tell me a little bit about how you became a chiropractor. That's one thing I want to know.
Well, you know, I never imagined becoming a chiropractor. I was an exercise physiologist, and I had wanted to actually work in wellness, like corporate wellness and with healthy people. But somehow I found my way into cardiac rehab. And I was really blessed to work there. I worked with a phase three, what we call phase three. It's a community program at the Y. Up in Bellevue. And then after I left there, I went to the Heart Care Center at Auburn. And during that time, my daughter had been born about 3 to 4 years prior, and I had a C-section. Uh-huh. And she's about a year and a half old, picking her up out of the crib. I just felt like an old lady. I felt like I was 80 years old. I couldn't stand up straight. My back was really tight. And here I had been, you know, an avid runner. I was very athletic, and I just felt like I couldn't live the quality of life I had wanted to. And I was really worried about that because I wanted to raise her in an active lifestyle and take her hiking and all that. But what I found is I could stretch next to a sink and drop my glutes to the floor and really stretch it out. And that was the only way I could get relief. Mm-hmm. But I knew it wasn't resolving the problem because every day I would pick her up out of the crib and I would go into spasm. And this one day, it really scared me because I started getting numbness and tingling down my left leg and down my left arm all at the same time.
Wow.
I know I'm not having a stroke, but something is going on with my nerve system. This isn't just a muscle, you know, a tight muscle that's going into spasm. There's something with my nerve system and the muscles. So I ended up seeking out a chiropractor. And when they talked about what we do is help nerve interference, I was like, yes, I believe that's what I've got. I've got some nerve interference that's causing this. And it just all of a sudden made sense. You know, I looked at the x-rays. He started explaining how, you know, what we're going to do is help release nerve flow, help your body get reconnected to its innate wisdom to do the healing. It's like, that makes sense to me. And why doesn't everybody, you know, why isn't everyone doing this?
Right.
But in my world of cardiac rehab, I was just kind of observing people and wondering, I wonder if chiropractic would have helped them. You know, could that have helped them? Because it's not just a musculoskeletal thing. Our nerves are connected to our organs too. And so that was always a curiosity to me. But I was specifically working with, in a lipid program, besides cardiac rehab, I was seeing people who had high cholesterol, and I was really fortunate to sit with them and help kind of counsel them on their lifestyle and making changes. And ironically, this woman was sitting there with a cervical collar on. And I remember wanting so badly to take her off all of her medications. She must have had a list of 12, you know. And some of them were for side effects of other, you know, medications. But I could not do that as an exercise physiologist. That was up to the medical doctor to make those changes. And I didn't want to live, I wanted to make a greater impact. It was like, could I possibly make a greater impact with people before the fact, before them having had, you know, bypass surgery or heart attacks or having lipid problems or, you know, diabetes, you know, blood sugar problems, because we worked with those individuals too. I really wanted to see what difference I could make early on, mm-hmm. you know, with wellness and helping people stay well and to maybe, you know, impact children. Because when I got under chiropractic care, my whole family got under chiropractic care.
Oh, wow.
And my daughter had a C-section, and, you know, learning how the stresses of medication, whatever I was experiencing, she'd gone through. And I'd had 26 hours of labor. I probably have every medication. I had morphine. I had Pitocin. I had an epidural. I had a spinal. It was one of those things that it just progressed that way. And so she had experienced all that.
Uh-huh.
And she was having ear infections. She'd had bronchitis. And I didn't understand that because I didn't grow up like that. My siblings didn't grow up like that. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to make sure if I was getting checked, she was going to get checked. And it really impacted everything because I made a decision to not vaccinate her anymore. Like the first 2 years I had, because I really didn't know anymore. I hadn't learned enough to question that. And so at that point in time, I just really made a decision that I was going to take responsibility for her health.
Good.
And whether, or her sickness.
Right.
And that was, so we just changed how we lived. You know, we sought out chiropractic. We made sure we ate well, exercised, got good rest. And mm-hmm. so for most of her life, she's been a chiropractic kid.
So how the ear infections, how does that affect in things? You know, like I was a kid with ear infections, one right after the other. So as a chiropractor, what would you do with the ear infection? How do you adjust something?
Well, we don't look to actually address the condition. The condition kind of gives us an indication of maybe where to look. You know, it'd be like, mm-hmm. well, we want to look in the upper cervical. What might be going up, you know, occiput, C1, C2, C3. I mean, it could even lower down, but usually that's where we would definitely check that out to see what might be there. But we're only going to adjust if the subluxation is there. I'm not going to just randomly adjust that area. But also, because a lot of times the subluxation, the first subluxation occurs with birth. So coming through that birth canal or having, you know, with Kendra, even though it was a C-section, it was pretty traumatic. I mean, I got to like 9.5. I mean, she was down
there,
you know, and they had me pushing still. She looked like a little boxer. She was beat up. So she had experienced, and she had the meconium when they broke my water. So she was under stress.
Right.
So it made sense to me, like, we need to, she'd had stress before she even got here, you know, through that birth canal, or through the whole birthing process. So when we ask, you know, an initial visit or, you know, we explore the history of a person, you know, what's been going on with you? What experiences have you had? What was mom's pregnancy life with you? I ask these even of adults, you know, a lot of times they don't know. But was mom stressed? Did she have any falls? Was she eating a good diet? And then how was the birth? What may have encountered? And lots of times, I'm not going to say all the time, but lots of times I do find the cranium needs to be adjusted. You know, we'll do some cranial work with them.
That's really wild. Wow. What about children that have been adopted and you're working on, you know, nothing about their birth family? How do you handle that?
Well, you know, you just go back to whatever they do know, whatever they do remember. You know, sometimes you just don't have that information. So you do the best you can. you know, you try to find out, well, how were you healthy as a kid? You know, did you have to be on different medications? Did you have falls? You just really explore as far as they know. And then you know, either take it through as adulthood, or if they're not, you know, adults, whatever age they are. What has their experiences of life been? Because the subluxation, which was where nerve interference is being stored, it can be a physical event. It can be biochemical causes, emotional, environmental, I believe even spiritual. I believe all that is the possibility. It just shows up in the body on the physical plane. Okay. But the cause can be multifocal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. It's really amazing. And we're going to take a break here in a little bit, but the one thing we're going to talk about is how you combine energy work and chiropractic. This is something I'm very excited about doing as an energy worker.
Mm-hmm.
And you're an energy worker. And, you know, when we talk about this, it's like, people go, how do you do this? How can you combine those two together? You know, I've talked to other doctors out there that are MDs. Mm-hmm. And they said, there's a way we do it. And it's the same way I do my healings. So I will be back in just a few minutes with more with Dr. Cheryl Berry and Silver Guy Radio.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Silver Gaia Radio welcomes Dr. Cheryl Berry from Cafe of Life, a chiropractic and healing studio located in Kent, Washington. Dr. Cheryl is dedicated to guiding you on a journey of healing, wellness, and transformation through a proactive and vitalistic model of chiropractic. You can find her at drcherylberry.com, and you can also sign up for a free meditation and read her inspirational blogs at wayofthefeminineforce.com.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life?
Yes!
Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So, hey, Carter.
Yes.
How was your weekend? I didn't get to ask you at first.
Oh, it's been good.
Really?
Especially here in Seattle. I mean, you've probably experienced as well. We've kind of had some snow, had some sunshine. It's kind of been all over the place.
Like, really?
This month and this week. Yeah.
Do you remember what Cheryl and I were doing last weekend?
We were in Palm Desert
at our event, and we were in sun.
Yeah.
So,
oh, man.
I'm telling you, I dressed to go to Palm Desert, right? And I did not expect snow when I got home. So I came home in sandals and walked through the snow that way. So you had a great week otherwise, since I've talked to you last.
Yeah.
Good. All right, Cheryl, we need to talk about how we combine energy work and chiropractic together. A lot of people want to talk about it, so I'm really happy you're willing to talk about it.
Well, I will say it's a little challenging for me to describe myself as an energy worker, but I think everything is energy.
Yes.
Everything is energy. So I like to think that I'm more of a catalyst for healing and a conduit for whatever needs to come through. Because when we make the adjustment, what we're trying to do is actually free up the life force energy inside that person so that their innate wisdom, which is really about light and spirit, being reunited, more connected to the physical body.
Correct.
So just holding that framework and understanding, I think, does put us in the realm of energy workers. But ultimately, I believe it's our state of consciousness. It's where we come from. Are we coming from our hearts? You know, what is going on inside of us and the vibration that we're holding within ourselves? And I'm going to tell you, I learned that even in cardiac rehab.
Oh, really?
I did. I had a wonderful nurse that worked with me, Nancy, and she used to work at Overlake in the phase two program. And so we would have people come into the phase three, like at graduation, so they could do more exercise, but still be monitored and do it safely. So we had a gentleman she was worried about that, I'll just say she kind of framed him as like a bad apple. Like, you know, he's going to bring the program down. It's like, no, he's not. We're going to be positive and it's not going to happen. I just was not going to allow that because we were there like at 6:30 in the morning. You know, you got to have some motivation and be up with the people if they're coming that early to work out. And I just continued to give positiveness to him and love him because he would sometimes say, I'd say good morning. And he'd say, so what's good about it? And, you know, it's like, I'm happy for you to be here. And there was a few times I was very challenged, but I just kept trying to pour love to him. Mm-hmm. And when that program closed, he was one of the greatest proponents of it. And it taught me the power of staying in a space of love,
Okay. You
know, just being there. The next time that it really showed up for me was right after graduation, and I went to Brazil on a mission trip. I don't know if I told you much about that story. But
not so much, but.
So I think it must have been the first night. I actually had a vision of a man in a wheelchair.
Right. Oh, wow.
Before going to bed. And I'm, you know, feeling it and going, oh my gosh, I think he's going to come do this. And why are you showing me? but I thought, you know what? I'm just going to wait and see. I don't know if I'm being asked to adjust this man, but I'm just going to wait and see what happens. And sure enough, at some point he came. There was this man in a wheelchair. He must've just come right out of the hospital. Cause I remember him having like a, you know, hospital gown on, he had an IV, he had x-rays. They were telling us how he had a vertebra that was fractured. He had one kidney and I'm counting, you know, the line and it's like, oh my gosh, I have to adjust him. And I couldn't do it. I was like, there's so many people. I mean, I just graduated. There's these people on this trip who've been here for practicing chiropractics for over 20 years. I just don't feel like I can do this. And I didn't do it. And I'm going to tell you, I was messed up. because when spirit calls you to do something, you know, I guess you have a choice, but it impacted me so. I just came really down. I had to get adjusted. I had to get adjusted a couple times. I had to pray about it. And I just said, you know, whoever comes, I promise I will serve. I will serve. Of course, I'm thinking this is going to happen when I come home, you know, back to the States. Well, he came back. He came back the last day. And I'm counting again. It's like, okay, I have got to adjust him. Spirit wants me to serve this man. And I have no idea why. And during that time, and you talk about, you know, consciousness and where you're at, I realized I was trying to figure out how, you know, one of my callings had adjusted him, and I wasn't really truly being present. And it was almost like, stop it. You have got to work with who you're at, and you're not going to know what you need to do until you're with that person and truly being present with them and what needs to be done. But there was a part of me that knew I could love him. I knew the power of love, and I could bring that vibration forth. Mm-hmm. And I could deliver an adjustment, you know, a seated cervical. I wouldn't necessarily have to get him out of the chair. So he came up, and I'm sure I prayed about it. I remember putting my hand on his head and just being guided, and my hand went straight to his heart.
Good.
They would not move. They were stuck there. And it was as if, so he speaks Portuguese. I speak English. There was never any verbal dialogue, but I understood him. It was like in my head, I could hear him telling me, like, I don't understand how I got here. I don't, you know, he was very proud. He was very intelligent. He just didn't understand how he'd gotten to this place within his being. And it was like that piece needed to be heard. It needed to be validated. I remember him, his chest was rising. He was crying. I was crying. We were just, you know, going through this wave of, I'm just going to say, releasing what was there. And finally, everything calmed down. And I truly felt that was what I was supposed to do. But there was a part of me that said, you might want to check his cervical since he's here.
Right.
And so I checked his neck, and I'll tell you, my hand, before I even truly set up, it was already making the adjustment. And I still remember the power in that day, that it just came through me. It was like a C5 seated adjustment, you know, on the right side. And it was like, I am done. I know that there's nothing else that I can truly offer him. And the beauty of it, he sat there. He was happy because he hadn't been, he was happy. He was laughing. We gave him stickers. I mean, something shifted. And I just felt, so I knew the power of love and coming from that place, no matter what.
Right. Well, you think about what you just said to me. And that was so empowering. When spirit calls upon us and we say, I don't think I can do this right now. And we walk away. And the guilt that comes over us. But by you taking your hands intuitively and putting it on his heart, the love that came into you, that channeled through you, and whoever it was, spirit, masters, whatever guide that came through you.
I don't know.
You know, we don't know sometimes, right? But we know it's love when we do this. And how you were able to communicate with him from higher self to higher self. That's amazing, because a lot of people don't look at that and they say, well, you know, how can you do this work on them without having their verbal permission or whatever, right? And that's something I want to bring up real quick. We can, if we go to the higher self, the I am presence, and ask their I am presence, I'm going to work with this person. This is what I would like to do. I need permission, you know, from the higher self. Mm-hmm. If the higher self gives permission, just as that happened with you, obviously, the body will accept it. And that's a perfect example of how the higher self works with us. You know, there's several levels of the higher self. You don't know who you worked on. He could have been an ascended master. You have no idea.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, you know, an elephant that just popped in and stuff. And here, I'm going to have you sit in, I'm in a body for a little bit. You know, we never know who we walk by or who we're talking to. We don't know. I'm really proud of you because you, and coming back the next day when he showed up or the day after that, whichever day it was, doesn't matter. But you went and did that job and you completed that journey for him and for you. That raises your spiritual vibration also.
And I'll admit, I mean, I was scared. I felt like, but I also knew I had made, I'd come to that place of I made a commitment and I was not going to not honor that. So I think it's that place of courage is when, just even if we're in fear, we take that step forward and we're trusting. I was like, I just had to really be in a place of trust at that point to be guided. And trust it was going to be divinely guided.
Right. And we always have to remember that we're always divinely guided and we're working on divine beings. Everybody is a divine being.
Yes.
You know, and we have a minute left and we'll talk more about that when we come back. But, you know, doing the type of work you do and integrating it together, I'm just so amazed on how you do that and how you're able to take people. You know, I'm just going to say it. We're going to go over our 1 minute thing, I think. I went and saw a chiropractor years ago, and it was one of those back crunching, never want to see them again. I think I squealed like, you know, a little tiny pig would squeal, right? I was like, ah, you know what I'm saying, right? But here's the thing is I kept hearing about Cheryl, and I kept hearing about her from a friend of ours, Teresa. You should go see her. Yeah. When the time is right, I'll go see her. Because I had that fear of chiropractors, right? Mm-hmm. You worked on me, and you did such an amazing job. And you're ready? I'm going to bring it out. Cheryl took me to the heart of creation to heal me. She was guided to take me there to heal all of my lifetimes, who I am, why I'm here. And eventually that's going to come out later on. But you know what? That happened on a Wednesday, and then it happened to another person on another day. And Cheryl's an amazing healer and an amazing chiropractor and just an amazing person, period. And that's part of her journey to take people to the heart of creation and help heal everything from there. We'll be back in a few minutes with more with Cheryl and myself and Silver Guy Radio.
Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Cheryl, we're talking about my experience. What did you experience?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you. I'm humbled. I was so honored to serve you.
Thank you.
I may start crying.
I think we both do enough for each other sometimes, huh?
I know. Because I knew you channeled Mother Mary and Master Jesus. It was like, how can I serve her? How, again, like, you know, feeling that I'm called to serve her, but what do I have to really offer? And I probably spent a few extra minutes in the bathroom because I just felt like I needed to clear myself, and I had my prayers, and it was like I really had to throw everything out the window in terms of don't have any plan, just go in there, be truly guided, have as much love as you can, and just see what happens. And honestly, I don't remember anything except the one, and I'm assuming this is when you went there, because I placed my hand on your left, like between your SI joint and your, you know, anterior part of your pelvis. And I remember reaching behind you, and I was reaching with my body. I thought, like, I'm going to fall off this table, you know. But I got the messages, no, you have to go farther. And I was like, okay, I can't physically go farther, but I have to reach energetically. And it was like, you got to keep reaching. And it's like, okay, I feel like I'm there. And I just had to hold that space. I had no idea where you were. You know, I wasn't seeing anything. I just knew I had to hold that space until we were done.
Well, I really thank you for that. And it was a great honor for me to have you do that service for me that needed to be done. Because like I said, I was told you got to come see her because I have back problems anyway, right? But it was like, it took 2 years to get to you. And I've been hearing about you the whole time, right? And it's like,
I'm glad you came.
But when you think about this, you know, the reason I came and why I had to come and wait for so long, it was just before I was coming back on the air and starting the seminars and bringing out that I'm being a pure channel, running the energy of Mother Mary and Master Jesus through me, right? Mm-hmm. And you had to, it makes sense to go back to the heart of creation to change all that, to clear every lifetime, even the ones I don't remember, and heal everything that needed to be healed before I could be that clear channel.
Well, it was a gift for me to be able to serve you in that way and to be guided. Like I said, I had no idea. There was no agenda. There was no intention. I had no, you know, where we were going. So you gave me just as much of a gift.
Thank you.
As what I was able to serve you.
It was a gift for both of us, actually, when you really think about it, you know, because I had no idea I was going there either. You know, it's like all of a sudden, oh, I'm where, you know, here I am. So we've done a lot of energy work, and you've been doing energy work now for, some people don't like calling it that right now. I need to use that in that framework. so I don't get confused between the chiropractic and that. But so how long have you been mentored in energy work?
You know, I can't say that anything formal. I was really blessed shortly after chiropractic school to work with my friend, Catherine Foster. So I went to her for some Reiki. She would come to me for chiropractic, and she just really helped me learn to trust. She's like, sometimes she would see things and tell me, and it's like, I don't know, but I might sense something. She's like, Cheryl, just trust. Trust mm-hmm. what you're mm-hmm. getting. Because there was times when it's like, I don't know why I want to put my hands here or do this. And it's like, just trust it. Because I was trying to put it in my chiropractic framework. And now I have a better way to kind of blend those in terms of understanding it. But at the time, I just knew that I had to allow myself to kind of know that I had an educated portion of learning, but I needed to allow mm-hmm. myself to trust whatever else I might have been getting, you know, on whatever energetic level it was coming. So things just kind of started happening in my practice. I noticed I would start in my space, which you've been in.
Right.
I like to feel like we're in that space between heaven and earth.
Right.
You know, and I would find myself looking at colors. Like I would hold a, you know, I might hold a contact and I was looking at purple. I was looking at green and I started noticing, I wonder if I'm doing that for a reason. You know, if I'm trying to bring in a certain vibration as I'm working with someone. Occasionally I would get snapshot photos, and this does not happen all the time. I just have to say that.
Right.
Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But what happened within probably the last couple of years, I was watching a video and they were showing people meditating, and then they showed a picture of how a diagram of circles, you know, like showing colors of their chakras, not aligned, but how meditation could align it. And I just got the feeling of like, I think I can do that. I think we actually can do that with the adjustments. And I started paying attention to what I felt or saw in the field, like points. Sometimes it would be color, sometimes it wasn't. And I started trying to adjust what was under my hand to those points and connecting them. And when I did, it felt different to me. And usually when I asked people, they said, yeah, that was different. Uh-huh. And then over time, I've noticed, I'm going to call it the potential energy. So one thing that I had learned was following the trajectory of with especially a structural adjustment, where it is and where it may want to land. But it wasn't like this clean arc. It was like, sometimes it was like, you have to actually connect a couple points and then following, sometimes spirals, following it and connecting to that point. So do you mind if I share your structural adjustment that we did?
No, that's fine.
So for you, we came to that, I think it was just probably the second visit, we decided that a thoracic adjustment would benefit you.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So for me, it's like, okay, how am I going to do this? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what does it need? Where does it want to go? And I just felt like under my hand, that area of potential energy wanted to burst out like a star. And I was like, okay, how am I going to connect that point with all those points? And I just really felt, okay, you have to hold it all. So again, your state of consciousness, I had to hold it all at one time. And we did what we call a heart to heart.
Right.
Because I couldn't put your arms in between. Usually I have the arms crossed. I literally had, we both had to hug each other.
Right, we did because, yeah.
So I guess for me, that's where I'm at right now with it, as far as exploring how, with what I feel under my hand, where it wants to go and how to follow it and hold that in like a all together to make the adjustment.
So what you're telling me, and I need to, we have 3 minutes left. Okay. So here's the thing, on this segment, here's the thing is what that is telling me is you came in totally activated. You came with your abilities. They've been there. you know, it's natural to you, even though somebody said trust. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we have to trust our abilities of what we do. Okay, we're a conduit. So are we going to, you know, we need to trust the Ascended Master, just let's just say Archangel Raphael, you know, that helps with the healings or whatever, right? And this is on Gabriel and Michael for protection. I mean, all these things, right? So it's trust. And it's also faith. And that enough love that we have for that, we have ourselves and for the people, our clients, whether you want to call them patients or clients for you, is clients for me, you know.
Clients too.
Call, good. And, you know, I don't like the word patient either. So that's a good thing. You know, there are clients. But, you know, you have to have that faith and that you can do this. And I know with you, when you were working on me and having that little bit of fear, just a little bit the second time, right? And now I'm like going, and I went through the thoracic and I felt that. But you ended up aligning some of my upper chakras that had to open. And so then when I came home, I did the fifth and above dimensional chakras. Even though there's really no dimensions no more, but some people want to say, okay, we have the fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth, right? We're all in one. But I had to open all of them completely up. They were open, but they had to be activated to understand this. And so now with me, when either if I'm going to channel or bring messages through, it's so much easier for me to do it now. I don't have to close my eyes. I don't have to, you know, I take my glasses off because it interferes with the mind's eye. But all these different things, but between the heart of creation and all the work that you did on me in your office in a short time made a huge amount of difference. So I could have gone and was able to do the seminar and the event we had this last weekend. So when we come back, we'll talk more about it.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Do you know
how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Welcome back, everyone. So I want to talk about Palm Desert last weekend. We had so much fun. What do you think?
Oh, it was. It was a lot of fun, and it was sunny.
I'm telling you, I left, like I said, left in San, you were all cold and bundled up, and I said, oh, no, when I get there, I want my sandals on because it's going to be hot, right? But here's the whole thing, is we went there, and I was so worried. Am I going to have enough people there? Is this in that, you know, just all these different things that we have perfect, right? From the hotel to the banquet room, and we got everything done, right? And so when we flew in, we met with everybody at the hotel that we had to. Then we went over and met Judy Kelly at her house and had a wonderful time with her. Then came back, and then we were able to check a few more things out, and then went up to the villa that we were staying at, right? And that whole weekend was amazing. So
it was beautiful.
It really was. And when 11 o'clock come, people started pouring, coming in. More is coming in. I'm going, all right, I get to heal. You know, that's what I was thinking. I'm supposed to talk about myself, right? So Judy starts doing her talk, right? And then I come in and do mine, right? And explain how this all happened on how I'm delivering Mother Mary's and Massachusetts energy, right?
Right.
So, you know, the ones I talked about before with you when you first came on with me to help me get through the first show. It was very important. You know what? I haven't had really a chance to really sit and talk with everybody because I had to rest for a couple of days.
There was a lot happening.
I mean, I think I took, what, a 15-minute break and a 2-minute break, and that was, I mean, and just kept healing the whole day. There'll be pictures on my website, and they're on Facebook now. But, you know, I had a woman that I was working on, and this picture's not up. This is very private. And actually, there was a couple of them. But anyway, so I was working on her. All of a sudden, Master Jesus was a little pushy.
Really?
Yeah, really. And, you know, the Divine Feminine got pushed out of the way. And his hand was like right over her, over 6 inches. And then the next week says, okay, now you can put your hand here. And it had to have been like 20 minutes of my hands just being in one spot. And all of a sudden he said, move your hand. And I put it up by her head. And I go on by faith, right?
Mm-hmm.
And trust.
Absolutely.
And all I could feel is this energy come out of this hand, you know, and it's not mine. We're just a conduit. And the energy that came out of my hand, and it was burning everything in her, what was wrong with her.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I was like, whoa. So that took a couple of days for me to deal with that, and I ended up calling Judy and telling her. And she goes, well, I said, I don't know how to explain it. She goes, pretty good, just explained it. He took over and was trying to heal her and burning all that energy through, right? And what needed to be healed. And I have permission to say what it was, but, you know, it's really intense. And that happened all day long between Mother Mary's energy was going from one way and his was going another way. And it's braided that both their energies, you know, in me, like if you take your hair and you braid in your hair, right?
Right.
But it was amazing because I met so many wonderful people. And, you know, there's a gentleman that I will be talking to. And he told me so many amazing stories. And I told him, sorry, I'm not meaning not to pay attention to you, but I was working on him so hard. And you had seen what I was doing. You know what? It was getting my mind out of the way. I left to some really pretty clouds and a purple field and stuff, and I let them do their work. But after a while, the body was kind of getting tired, and I was kind of sneaking back in, like, can I come back yet? Can I come back yet? You know? And so it was kind of, I was having a talk as I was working with them, I was talking to them and letting them know and doing the pineal activations and having it done right. I met every person in that room that has not had, that we saw did not have a pineal activation before. That's a God cell. It's right in the middle. You know, you got your mind's eye, right?
Right.
Go to the, you know, middle of your head and go smack to the middle. It's the pineal gland, the size of a pea. You want that activated. That is your spiritual blueprint. It's like, wow. And being a normal, a natural born activator, I was activating that. We're healing. Judy Kelly's healing. And between the two of us, it was like, they'd leave her table, come to mine. Leave her table, come to mine. And this went on for hours.
And that's what was amazing. They got to receive so much from the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, wow. What a gift.
You know, but it was a gift for us. Because when we were done at the end of the day, and Gigi and I sat down, and we were sitting there and talking, saying, what a blessing this was today. It was a day of healing together from the Sacred Heart, which is at the base of your throat. That's where your Sacred Heart is, your golden throat. Your golden heart is right there at the sacred. Your little nodule right there, just before you go under to your thymus. And, you know, so it's like, listeners can't see us, right, the new grin, correct. And I'm like going, all those things we were able to do, and all the things you did, and Teresa did, talking to people and listening to their stories, you know, it made such an impact. And I remember I kept saying, we have to have 100 people. There's 100, 100, 100, 100. You know, I kept getting that, right?
I know, yeah.
After we were done, we finally got the answer to that. You ready?
Yeah, what is it?
Every person that was healed, it was a ripple effect that 100 more people were healed. And that's what this whole thing was about. That's why it was a love donation only. It wasn't about the money.
And I love what you just said, because I believe the power of love is a ripple effect.
Yes, it is.
That just goes out into the universe.
If they message Jesus, Mother Mary, it's amazing what they want to do. Excuse me for getting emotional there. But I know our listeners can't see me, but I'm putting my arms out like I'm ready to hug somebody. And all they want to do is send this energy out and let you know that you're loved. There's ascended masters that have walked into bodies right now that people are understanding. Why am I acting different? I don't understand. They're here to help you. And, you know, Cheryl and I are here to help. And we're just a phone call away. Now, we're a phone call away. It doesn't cost nothing to say, hey, I'm a little scared. How do I handle this? And if we can't help you, we'll send you in another direction of what can help you. But that event was a one-time only work. Free donation, you know, whatever they want to donate. And, you know, the love that came out of this. And I'm looking at doing something for the spring solstice, you know, what I want to do for that, and the equinox, but the summer solstice, you know, for June. And Dr. Pat gave me an idea. I don't want to get that going right now. But, there are more people that need to be healed. And sometimes it's not always always about the money. It's about the gift that you can give someone. And one day I will explain even more in depth how this happened and why I'm here and bring this information. And yes, we are gods and goddesses on this planet walking right now. And before I have to get off the air, I will tell you guys, it all means, gods and goddesses, means guardians of developing societies. We are the guardians of this earth and of other people to help them. Doesn't mean we have to tell them, no, that's not for us to do. But all you have to do is love them. That's what we're here for. I will see you next week. Thank you very much, Dr. Cheryl.
Thank you, Bree.
Namaste. And
Namaste.
I will see everyone next week on the Silver Gaia Radio.
You've been listening to Silver Gaia Radio, The Goddess Emergence with Dr. Bree Gibbs. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs the second and fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or Silver Gaia Radio, visit silvergaia.net, and we'll see you next time.